Peace and grace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, I'm glad the reading went very well. Everybody hear it very clear. Even I will miss some word out. I hope everybody everybody already get it from the reading. What we can hear today from Bible is a calling or is a way to heaven. James and John are brothers. When Jesus called them, they was fishing with their dad Zebedee, with their boat and their worker. And Jesus called them, tell them, come and follow me. They leave the boat, they leave their dad, they leave their worker with the net, and they follow Jesus. From those four disciples are come from preaching. The same Peter, which is Simon Peter, and Andrew, they are preaching too. Jesus called them from there and they follow him. Today, what we hear is what they ask. They had Jesus for something difficult, because Jesus is a God of mercy. He never say, because you had this, you will not be my disciple anymore. He still loved them, but he explained to them why this thing cannot happen. Because they had Jesus, one of us will sit on the left and one will sit on the right. Jesus gave them two examples, which is we have today. Jesus told them, you baptize with the baptism I'm baptized with. They say, yes. The cup I'm drinking, you will drink it. They say, yes. Jesus says, it's true. The cup we drink, you drink it also. And my baptism is the same. But to sit at the right and the left, I cannot tell you right now. Why Jesus tell them that? Because that is why in our teaching, in the Lutheran teaching, we say we are a sinner. We are a saint. At the same time, we are a sinner. Because we're still here on earth. We are a saint and we are a sinner at the same time. Because when we sin, God wash us. Wash clean our sin, strengthen our faith to hear the word of God and body and the blood. That is why Jesus explained to them and tell them, I cannot grant it to you right now because the time is still. The good thing, they still follow Jesus until Jesus died. We know James tells by persecution and even they had this question, God still love them, and the same thing, God still love us if we say something we're not supposed to say. God have mercy to many people. I can share a small testimony with you because I get the permission from that person who I know. You know, I worked in a mushroom for 7 years before I ordained, before I went to Africa. I worked in Kingsville. We work as four Sudanese. There we work in the evening. But we have two Muslim and two of us are Christian. But when we have a break, we sit down, we talk, and sharing everything together, because we cannot scare to each other like other people. The rest of people, I scare. One day I share the small thing with Pastor Robert. Pastor Robert tell me, you can't say what you know. I say I scare because in a work there is a law, you cannot talk about the word of God. Because one person say, from Kumboni, and says, no God at all. God is your mom and dad. I went to Christian for some years. I understand what they have. I went to Buddhist for some years. I understand what they have. But no God at all. Somebody call me, say, Jordan, you can say something. I say, no. I scare, really. When I hear the word like that, I really scare. I don't want to say anything. But the thing I want to share with you today is one of Sudanese. Because when we sit down, we talk. When we go to Old Testament, we say many things. And when we go to gospel, they don't know about gospel. They say Jesus was not dead. Jesus was not born. And I tell them only one thing. I say in heaven, there is only one way. Like in North America here, you know one way. Nobody can drive this way. If you go this way, which is you, if the police catch you, then he cannot let you go. He can give you a ticket. In heaven, there is only one door, only Jesus there. They say, yes, we understand that. One day, Gassam went to Toronto. He, with his whole car, he came back from Toronto. His car was broke down in Shaddam. When the car broke down, Gassam have asthma. Most of you know the sickness called asthma. Yeah, the thing you need a spray to be spray in your mouth and then you get better. Always when we work there, if we see the place have a smoke, we do that job. We never let him go there because he cannot do it. Mostly when I see the lock watch, I go to lock watch and I give him another job to do because that thing is not good for asthma. When the car is broke down in Shaddam, he put the car in emergency. He asking for the ride to come to Windsor. He pray with Islam prayer. Nobody stop. It take him like a half hour. And he feel very sick. His mom was Christian, his dad was Muslim, but he go to mosque with his dad for so many years, he never know about the Christian thing, but his mom was Christian. When it take him half hour, but one thing he tell me, Jordan, when I see I didn't feel good because I'm sick and the car broke down, I say, Jesus, God of my mom, help me. Say, less than 2 minutes, one pickup truck came and stopped behind of my car. And he asked me, what happened? I tell him the car broke down and I'm sick. He told me, you have a mechanic in Windsor? I say, yes. Say, give me the address. He gave the address. That person called towing to tow the car to Windsor. And he took Gassam to Shaddam Hospital. And Gassam later, when he get better, he called his sister to come to Windsor. When he reached Windsor, he get his car in his mechanic. He don't know the name of that person until today. That is, he told me, you can share that, but what I need from you, give me the Holy Bible, I will read it, and I will have it at home. I tell him, when you need to be baptized, let me know. But he's not baptized until now, but he believes Jesus. That is a small thing I can share with you. Our God is a God of mercy. It's a God of forgiveness. Let me read a little bit from the Old Testament, the last word from the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 34, but 30, chapter 31 by 34. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the less of them to the greater, declare the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. I hope in the future, God, the word of God we have today will go to everywhere. Will go to Middle East, because Middle East right now, that is what we need to pray more about them, to hear the word of God. Yeah, the rest of Africa, even they doing some stuff, but most of them are Christian. They know the word of God. And here he say, in a future, from my understanding, or I feel like 50 years back, our people, our tribe, they know, they don't know about Jesus. But right now they know more about Jesus. That is what I'm thinking. I say for the rest of people who never hear about Jesus, they will hear about Jesus also the same way. And they will preach the good news. Here from the last verse of Mark, verse 44, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for money. For my small English, when you say the word money, is many people. He will save many people, because God have mercy. Like the way he loved James and John, even they have something who make the rest of the disciples get mad, but Jesus didn't get mad, because he already had a plan to them. If we came here, we go home with the word of God, and it's good for our church to follow the gospel. When we came, it's like what he say, remember, when you remember of me, that is way we, this is a way to heaven, because Jesus say, I'm a way, I'm a truth, I'm a life. When we come and take the body of Christ and the blood of Christ, we are in his way. In Jesus' name, amen.